This broadcast of the Pensacola Expert Panel is presented by Running Wild, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm super excited. Joining me now for the first time ever, right?
First time ever. That's right.
First time ever. We're about to get wild here in the studio. We have Paul Epstein. He is the owner and founder of our beloved Running Wild, which now we have two locations. We have an update with one. If you haven't been to Running Wild yet, whether you run or you're just dabbling in the running world, you have to go. It's a different experience than anything else when you're going to pick out new sneakers, whether it's for working out or just, you know, getting some new gear for your fitness training. So Paul, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thanks, Jenna. And I love it. Our beloved Running Wild. That's perfect. I might start using that in the store.
You should. You should.
And I just have to say a couple things. I am the owner, but my wife, Cherie, is also the owner. We're co-owners. She works in the business and has for, well, since she stopped teaching high school and coaching about 10 years ago. So she's been a major part of our business as well in many different aspects.
I have met Cherie. She is absolutely lovely. And you guys have an excellent atmosphere in Running Wild. It's very laid back. It's not, you know, when you get in there, it's not like all of a sudden the gun's going to go off and everybody's racing. No, it's, hey, everybody has different feet. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has different goals. So when you go in there, you're going to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about. They're going to see how you walk, how you're lined up. And it's just an excellent experience. But I want to rewind and talk about where Running Wild first like was birthed from. Where was that dream? Was it just your love for running?
Yeah, it really was. And honestly, I mean, we're celebrating. This is our 21st
year in business. 21th.
21th year in business. We opened our doors in August of 2000. And of course, we wanted and were planning on a giant 20-year celebration. And of course, things changed and our plans changed. So we're just thankful that we had a good 2020 and we're having a great 2021 and celebrating 21 years. It was a passion that I had, and both Cherie and I are former high school, and she's a former high school and collegiate runner, and stud.
Nice,
studette.
Yes.
So we really didn't know what the heck we were gonna do, and I spent some time in the Army doing some fun things, and she was teaching school. We ended up in Pensacola, and I'm originally from Southwest Florida, and she's a desert rat from West Texas. And so
nice.
I said, we're going to move to Pensacola.
Right, kind of in the middle-ish. Right in the middle-ish.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that. She might disagree, but definitely.
I know. It's not too far. And hey, we have the beautiful beaches here.
We have
even
the beautiful
better
beaches.
Than Southwest Florida. I lived there too.
No, I agree. This is the only place I'd want to live in Florida.
And you know what? You brought something that has become quintessential for Northwest Florida and Lower Alabama as well. We also have the Fairhope location, which we have something to share about that coming up. We'll discuss that a little bit later on in the show. But this love and passion for running and continuing to just stay healthy after your time in the military as well. Thank you for your service. I feel like you guys you haven't taken a break. You just keep going from teaching to running in high school and college and serving in our military and then bringing us goodness here in the Pensacola area.
Well, that is, I mean, all of this is so humbling for us. Honestly, when we started this, it was because of our passion, and that's why we can keep going at the rate we do, because we love it and we love running and we love what it does for others. Honestly, it is life-changing for many people. And I say that, and I'm it's not a melodramatic or over the top statement. I mean, I can look at the people we've affected over the years, over the past 21 years plus, actually, through coaching and mentoring people and running in the early days, and people's lives have changed for the better, for the most part. And it's such running is such a goal oriented and positive activity that frankly anyone can do.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not about competition. It really comes back to not just your physical health and appearance, but also your mental and emotional health as well. And I want to talk about the community aspect when it comes to Running Wild, and also just some things coming up and what you offer outside of just the boutique experience when you walk in the doors and you're not really sure where to start with your running goals, or just you already are a runner but you've kind of been dealing with the bigger box retailers, right, that just you don't get that one-on-one knowledgeable experience. But let's talk about community too, because you offer some excellent classes and groups for people to come together who are just getting started and kind of want to find people in the area to go along the journey with them.
Sure. Part of what we do and part of our challenge is to take away the intimidation, right? Because for many people that, and more people don't identify themselves as runners than do. And even those that run, I mean, we have guests that run 20 plus miles a week. And if you say, hey, are you a runner? They'll say, no, not at all. I only run 4 days a week. And
right.
Like, you're a runner. And,
yes, you are.
And so taking away that intimidation is really challenging. It's what we work on literally daily. And so reaching out and encouraging those who don't think they can run a 5K or run at all is really important to us. And so we do many beginner 5K programs. We call them My First 5K, and we package shoes as part of that because we think being fit correctly is important to stay healthy. And that's where we see so many people improving their lives physically and mentally, like you just mentioned, Jenna. And it's been a fantastic program. We do them, we end them all with a goal. We have a race, a 5K, after 12 weeks of training. And it's been a fantastic program over the years.
And people get to make friends along the way, I can imagine.
That's exactly right.
So when you have that 5K and you have that race, you're running with people you know. It's not just you showing up and just going, okay, what am I going to do next? No, you get to not only say that you accomplished something, but make friends along the way, which also leads me to the group opportunities that Running Wild offers.
It's so social. I mean, we have, and that's such a big part of who we are and what we do and what running and really walking, what it is. It's a social environment, a healthy social environment.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so we've got women-only groups. There's, I've seen, I think it's a Tuesday or Wednesday night group running, and they're great too. In the wintertime when it gets darker a little bit sooner, they've got their lights on, they stay together. One person falls behind, somebody stays with them. And you mentioned something, and I have to reiterate this, and if you have a question or you want to hop on in, 850-437-1620, you can text or you can call. Paul Epstein is here. He's the founder and the owner of Running Wild. Of course, werunwild.com. And if you haven't gone in, you have to. If you're looking to just start walking more, because it's so good for your body. The days where I don't take walks, Paul, I feel it. The days where the weeks where I miss my runs that I'm supposed to go on, I can feel it. And it's not just in my body, in my soul. And so it's so important to just, you know, find that activity that you want to do. And it doesn't have to be running. I just want to reiterate that. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. But there are different groups. You don't have to just, you know, go in with a giant group of people. There's a whole slew of groups to choose from as well.
Absolutely. We do have opportunities for groups, but we're welcoming to everyone. And if you, there are many people who prefer to be out by themselves, out walking or running alone, and we are all about that as well. In fact, I've gone through different seasons, if you will, of running in my life where I'm always want to be with a group, and then there's times where I really need to be alone. And I know Cherie is the same way. And that's the beautiful part about running. You can always find someone to participate with. and forge new friendships or find a group. And so it's really moving is the key. And I know that's kind of cliche to say just move, and that's done a lot. But just like you said, Jenna, if you miss a walk or a run, you feel it. And it's always the hardest part of running or walking is opening the door and stepping outside. Once you're out there and you're moving, you are so thankful that you got up and got out and did it.
I think I heard a quote once, you never hear somebody say, I regret doing that workout, but you always hear somebody say, I regret missing it. And so, yeah, whether it's a workout or a walk or getting that outdoor time and movement, you never regret doing it.
Absolutely. It's sort of like the opposite of a bowl of ice cream, right? You're wanting to eat the ice cream, but then afterwards you're like, ooh, I regret eating that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I mean, I like ice cream, so.
Depends on which one we're talking about. No, depends on which one we're talking about. So, hey, just to remind you, Paul Epstein is here from Running Wild. Hey, if you've been in this store, you know when you walk through the doors, you do get a personal experience, whether you're just perusing and looking for new shorts or even yoga gear as well. Some new yoga pants and a top or for the dudes. I always love that you have monthly like different t-shirts too that are fun. It's just you never know what to expect each month when you go in the store. But let's talk a little bit about the experience. I want to talk about the upcoming races too here in just a few moments. And again, hop on in 850-437-1620. Paul from Running Wild is here to answer your questions. I want to talk about the experience in the store, because you walk into any big box retailer store and either all the shoes are stacked, right? And sometimes you'll find one of those shoe foot measurers.
We have a name for that thing.
You have a name for it.
It's called a Brannick device.
Oh my, I'm writing that one down.
Yes.
A Brannick device.
And
wow.
We use, and the reaction we get from many people is, oh my gosh, I haven't had my feet measured since I was a child.
A child. Yes. And it was usually your mom did it or the person in the store did it so they could figure out exactly what your size, so they weren't taking shoe after shoe out. But, you know, when you walk into Running Wild and you're able to just kind of figure out, okay, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. This is what I want to do. And they'll ask you questions.
It's all about figuring out what your needs are. Right, we can look at someone's feet and discern fit, and we can discern the correct support they need in a shoe, and then but it's up to if they want more cushioning, if they like a firm ride, if they're beginning. So we really are like sort of like detectives. I mean, we ask questions, and it's full service compared to, like, you know, self serve.
Right,
we are hands on the entire time, and with the end goal of helping our guests get into the right stuff to help meet their needs and what their goals are, right? Not everybody wants to run a marathon. Not everybody wants to walk a 5K. Everybody is somewhere. And so connecting with people and determining kind of what their needs are and where they are, we're really cognizant about getting people the best value, right? Mm. There's certain things they need and they don't need, and we're not shy to tell them, no, you don't need to spend $150 on a shoe. This $120 shoe is perfect for you. Or you need this sock, so you need to spend $10 on this sock, because
right,
it's going to fix these specific issues.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is when you're asking those questions and somebody's coming in and saying, I want to walk more, I have this goal of walking, you know, 30 miles a week or whatever it is, and trying
to
hit
walking.
It is a lot. Oh man, I love walking. I would walk all day. I would have a walker back here if I could, or a treadmill or something.
We can get
can
one
you,
in the studio
can
here
you
pretty easily.
Imagine that, Jenna Barr being on air on a treadmill the whole time.
That's awesome.
You know what, Paul, I bet you would dig it. So, you know, asking those questions, like, what are your goals? But then you do something very special too. And I know this because I go to Running Wild. My family goes to Running Wild to get our feet fit and to kind of see what's new in the shoe world and see what else we can kind of level up into. But you also have the sales associates, look at the way that your body moves too. I think that's something very different because we all have different posture. We all have different movements. Some people, you know, have a little bit more slump, and sometimes our feet go inward and outward. You know, you have the pointed, the flexed, there's more arches. And so it's not just a, what's your size? Let me measure you, go put you in this. Oh, you want to run a 5K. There's also that aspect too. How did you come up with that?
I'm so excited that you said all of that because you and I have not had a conversation about what we do and how we do it. That means you've experienced that from the staff, from our awesome staff. And we spend a lot of time training our staff members. We attract a fair amount of applicants, and not everybody's the right fit. And we ensure that we explain to new applicants, you know, what this is all about and what we do. And those that go through our training and end up fitting guests like you, Jenna, they are trained on biomechanics. We have a physical therapist on our staff. We have a massage therapist on our staff, and we lean on them at times with questions about things that we don't understand. And we don't diagnose issues, but when somebody has a weird twist in their back, it affects their gait, their walking gait, and that's something we consider when fitting them in shoes. And all of that is just part of our fit process, and it doesn't add any cost to the shoes, which is...
That is another thing, and you totally just reminded me, you don't have to schedule a fitting, or, you know, it kind of feels like an examination. It kind of feels like, okay, we're walking in to the physical therapy office, and you're kind of seeing, all right, I had this surgery, I had this injury, you know, my back is a little tweaked down here, and I don't like heavy shoes. I think that's one of my biggest
things. One likes heavy shoes.
Oh, man, but sometimes you see people like wearing that, even like I look for, you know, rubber sole boots that, you know, they look like they're hefty, but they're not, because I want them to look like, you know, they could take a kick, somebody, you know, but they're still lightweight at the same time. Running for me is even more so. And so that's the other thing too. What is your lightest shoe? Can we please compare them?
Everyone who comes in wants the lightest shoe. And you can look on our shoe wall, and some of the shoes are surprisingly lightweight that look heavy and bulky. And that's been... All of the technical running footwear manufacturers are every year they update their models, and every year they try to get lighter and lighter materials.
Hey, I like it's innovative, and technology, yes, even in shoes, is changing all the time. Because, I mean, you think about back in the 90s when you have those like really thick, chunky shoes for working out. You're like, how did you do that? I mean, I bet you added some weight and helped with the buns, I guess. But at the same time, I can imagine how uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. Well, and you're right. Shoes have really, I mean, they change rapidly. And one thing, you know, one part of my life I've realized in my 50s is sometimes you have to admit who and what you are. And so it's taken me a while to decide and be able to tell people that I'm a shoe geek.
There you go.
And that many people that work at Running Wild are as well, right? So we're into all of those technical aspects of the footwear, and they have changed from when we started in 2000 to today. The amount of change is unbelievable in the footwear.
That's two decades of change plus a pandemic. Like, you are
plus a pandemic. That's right. Just to add that in,
just
at the tail end.
Pepper that in. What better year to celebrate your 20th than with a pandemic, right? And still thrive amidst it, which also shows the level of expertise and quality that you get through Running Wild. I want to segue into the races coming up, events and classes that we have to look forward to, as of course we have this beautiful, I'm going to air quote, cooler weather moving into Northwest Florida.
That's a big air quote. I'm duplicating your air quote. Yes. It's a wide air quote.
We're very wide over here.
Well, so September, we had a few days, maybe a week or so in September, when it was amazing, and all of us runners are, you know, throwing our arms up in the air and celebrating, going, this is it. And we all knew better, that this wasn't it. And
but that's okay. We have, we still, I, We always say once the fair gets here, it
cools
off.
That's right. It's cool. The fair brings cooler weather. But do you remember, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago, where it never cooled down, and we started joking that October 20 whatever was like June 48th or July 52nd or something. I can't remember the exact dates.
We were like still at the beach. Everybody still had those solid tans, and it was almost, it was like we're approaching Thanksgiving, and I was thinking, okay, yeah, because I remember even the fair that year was pretty warm.
Hot.
This year, I still have hope that it's going to cool off for some of our races. Do you have a race coming up this weekend?
So I know you want to get to those. Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes, we do. And it is cooling down a little bit. So we have a half marathon on Sunday, the Pensacola half marathon.
Yay.
And it's I should know, this is our fifth year.
Wow.
And it's a great race. It starts and finishes at the Maritime Park and goes through much of the historical district. It goes through North Hill, crosses over in Bayou Chico and into the Country Club area, and then finishes off downtown and through passing a lot of historical parts of downtown Pensacola.
Wow, was that map done just so you could the runners could see those historic parts? I can imagine the nostalgia that comes with running through that.
Yeah, it's really, we did. We really spent some time on creating the route, and we have a really cool finisher's medal, which I can't show anyone because we're on radio, but it's really cool. It's on our, you can check it out at runpensacola.com, and it's a replica of a DeLuna statue.
Oh, cool.
And that's the finisher's medal. And we have a 5K along with the half marathon. So if you're not up for running a half marathon in 4 days, you can sign up for the 5K, and it's still only $35 to register. And you get a cool t-shirt, a cool medal, and you get a great venue. And I have to mention my good friend Gabriel from Tacos Mexicanos is providing a taco bar for all of our finishers. So
I love
great
him.
Time. Tacos at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. But you know, you can eat tacos anytime,
on.
Right?
Anytime. Plus anything that Gabe cooks, I'm down to eat. I think that Tacos Mexicanos has probably single-handedly fed me for a month at a time. Like, I'm just going to admit that. That's why
you need
I
some
run.
New shoes, Jenna.
Oh, wow. So many great events. And of course, you can go online. And if you go to werunwild.com, you can go to the events section, click down and look at the Run Pensacola races as well. And there's so much. I want to talk about Fairhope, too, because we do have our amazing Pensacola location on Cervantes, but we also have the Fairhope location, and there's some changes coming with that.
Some exciting changes for all of you LA residents, Lower Alabama. Our Fairhope store is 11 years old, and we are in a tiny space. It's probably about 900 square feet, and we're moving into 3,000 square feet. We're just moving right around the corner, and it's new construction. Our builder is just about finished, and we are slowly merchandising and moving in and we are going to open on October 18th, Monday, October 18th.
Wow. So the new location will be up and going October 18th. We have full hope for that. And that's the Running Wild Fairhope location. I can't believe 11 years there already. That's amazing. Are there going to be any new features at the newer location? 3,000 square feet is a good space.
All of them.
All the features are going to be there.
All of them are going to be new. It's a whole new store.
Oh,
I mean, it's so exciting. Our staff over there is just so excited.
I'm pumped. I can't wait to go and see it. I love some Fairhope, and I've never heard Lower Alabama be called LA, and you just made my morning by calling it that.
Excellent.
That is incredible. Paul Epstein has been hanging out with us this morning. Every Wednesday, I like to do a Wellness Wednesday segment. So what better way to kick off our Wednesday with an inspiration to get moving? Doesn't have to be running. Yes, you can run wild, but you can also walk wild, too, in Pensacola or
just
LA.
Just be wild,
yes,
too.
Be wild. Be yourself. Wildly yourself. And so, of course, they can go online, werunwild.com, and then give the exact address for the Pensacola location.
Pensacola is 3012-3012 East Cervantes Street. We're right where Cervantes turns into Scenic Highway, or Scenic Highway turns into Cervantes.
That's right. And of course, your hours?
We're 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday. And you don't need an appointment. You just show up, and all of our staff is there excitedly awaiting your arrival.
Oh, my goodness. Paul, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Jenna. Thank you.
Hey, we've got more, again, coming up here on Wellness Wednesday. I've got a couple of fun tips for you when it comes to your diet. Maybe you're looking for something new. But first, let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark Jacobs.